side in the Spanish Civil War. Of those brave working class Scots who bled and died in Spain, their spirit was handed down so that it might rise again. 20 years after Hitler at the start of Vietnam, 20 years before the miners' strike, the struggle carried on. And the stories of the tortured and the executions came to the miners' bars of Glasgow from the jails of Franco, Spain. Stuart Christie, the anarchist, he heard his comrades' cries, those brave enough to fight to keep the idea alive, whose voices sounded clear through the iron, stone, and brick, the echoes of the fallen dreams of 1936. Young Stuart gave the word to add his actions to the cause, with those hardened cientistas who carried on the war. In the footsteps of Derudi, Gamon, and Sabaté, he carefully packed his bags and slipped into Franco, Spain. Barcelona, thinking back before the war, how many gave their lives here in the name of liberty, who at the front and at the barricades fought proudly to be free. But how many could possibly survive the fascist tanks that stormed across the continent, pumped up by Wall Street's banks? The from the Nazis burst under the scene, and from the hearts of the people struck the vision and the dream. The young Stuart came from Glasgow to the heart of Madrid, now coded word not, and the waiting would begin. A bomb for General Franco to even out the score, for the 100,000 murdered in the Spanish Civil War. But the trap set the pieces in place to take the man who'd come down from Red Glasgow to Madrid to lend his hand, who offered up his body as a weapon of the war, like those brave working class Scots who'd done the same before. Christie, the prisoner, he took his place inside with the brave men and women who refused to compromise, who resisted Franco openly with weapons and with words, who'd rob the banks and set the bombs and shot the cops and soldiers. It'll take time and work to undo what has been done people of this planet in the name of fascism. Will we two stand to face it in the place? places where it counts, to pluck its fruits and find its roots and tear them from the ground. Spirit was handed down.